K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
How you doing? This is Rusty.
Rusty, what's up, yo?
How you doing, guys?
Rusty sounds wide awake this morning.
I know, Rusty. Gosh.
Yeah. I'm getting up early. I got kids. I got the kids today.
So I see.
Shoot them off to school. I was just hoping you guys could help me out a little bit.
Okay.
So, you know, I don't know how you guys do it. Basically, I went on a date with this girl, and she kind of freaked out a little bit. Well, here's what happened. I work at this construction company, and on lunch, we're going to this bar where this very cute girl works. You know, we started flirting a little bit here and there. We both enjoy similar things. Duck Dynasty.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Who doesn't like Duck Dynasty? So we both kind of bonded over that, and then I suggested after, you know, this is a couple weeks of coming to this bar, I suggested we go out. I asked her out. She said yes. And I said, which I thought was a good idea, we go feed the ducks.
Oh.
Or the pond. Yeah, my town in Xenia.
Since they're back, there. They're back now.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. The ducks are back. It's spring. So I decided, you know, I said we go feed the ducks at Xenia, and then we go to dinner. And all was going pretty well. She looked great. There was a little bit of a mishap at the duck pond, but nothing too serious. And then she didn't want to go to dinner with me.
No, no.
Yeah, she didn't want to go to dinner. So, and now when I go back to the bar, I went back to the bar 2 days later with my buddies, and she had somebody else wait on us.
Uh-oh.
Oh, that's not good at all.
No, it's not good. That was awkward. And I don't really know what I did is my thing.
That's always a way, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I thought we were having a good time. There was a lot of laughing. I don't know. So, I don't know. I'm just a little confused. That's all.
Well, Rusty.
I want to go out with her again is my point.
Yeah, so. we could tell. What's your little bar lady's friend's name?
Her name's Kim.
Kim, okay. What we're going to do is we're going to stick you on hold for a second, Rusty. We'll grab her number off the air, and we'll try giving her a call, see if she picks up. If she does pick up, we'll get her on the air and find out what's going on with her here in about 10 minutes, okay?
That sounds great. Thank you.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
Rusty, she was cute, huh?
Oh, she was very cool. She is still cute.
Well,
I had my eye on her for, you know, for weeks going into this.
He was working it.
Yeah, he was.
Working it.
Speaking of working it, here's the last number. Let's see if we can get the phone to ring. Hold on, okay?
All right, okay, cool.
Hello.
Hi, is this Kim?
Yeah, this is Kim.
Hey, Kim. It's Nancy and Fry Guy from K99.1 FM, the radio station.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're good. We know that you probably work late night, so we didn't wake you up, did we?
It's fine. What can I do for you?
Well, Kim, we get to speak with somebody. We have a couple questions for you.
Okay.
So we talked to a patron that comes in and, I guess, visits you often over the past couple weeks. And he said that you guys went out and went to feed some ducks. And you may know Rusty, but he hasn't heard back from you. He said you didn't want to go to dinner.
No, I didn't want to go to dinner. He's a weirdo.
Wow.
What happened? Tell us what happened.
Well, I mean, like, at first, I thought he was really cute. Like, he'd been eating lunch at my bar, and he was always, like, really polite. And, you know, we both watched the show Duck Dynasty, so we kind of had a lot of laughs over that. And he asked me out, and I got really excited, and he suggested that we go to a pond to feed some ducks. And, you know, I thought that was really nice, like a nice thing. Like, this guy likes nature. You know, he just seems like a really nice guy compared to all the other losers who usually come into my bar. So, I mean, you guys know. So
yeah.
I got really excited, and I went and I got a new outfit. And
aww.
I mean, I straightened my hair. I hadn't done that since, like, the royal wedding was on TV. I wore heels to the duck pond, and he drove us there. We got out, and we had gotten some bread at Groceryland before.
Oh, in Xenia, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, to feed the ducks, and they were so cute. But then, all of a sudden, like, the ducks were acting weird, and Rusty just starts throwing the bread at me.
At you?
Like, who's at me?
What?
Who throws cards at someone? And then he starts yelling, you know, go get her, ducks. And all of these ducks start charging me. And then there was duck everywhere.
Oh, no.
In my heels. And I got duck everywhere. It was gross. It was in my ears. And then he wanted to go to dinner and didn't understand why I might not want to join him.
So did you fall down in this?
Yes.
Oh.
It was
God.
So he wants to go to dinner?
Yeah. We get into his truck, and I'm covered in duck. And he says, so, are you ready to go eat? All those ducks made me hungry for wings at Frippers.
What?
In that case, I'm covered in duck crap. And then he drives to the restaurant anyway. And I'm just like, I have to get out of this. Like, abort mission. So I just, ran and got in my car and left. Like, what kind of a guy does that? No, I mean, I'm covered in duck. I'm going to smell up the entire restaurant. Like, what kind of a person are you? And he was just laughing.
Oh,
I'm sorry. Can I break in here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kim, do you know who that is?
Yeah.
Hey, Kim. It's Rusty.
Yes.
Yes.
Hi.
Hey. Hi, Rusty.
Hey. It's good to talk to you, by the way. I wanted to just say, first of all, I'm sorry. I thought it would be funny having the ducks kind of run around. I just do want to say one thing. It's not as bad as she's making it out. There was a little bit of duck poop. If it got in your hair, I didn't notice. You have dark hair. I think it looked nice.
No,
I didn't know. It wasn't as bad as she's saying. And I thought, okay, we go to the restaurant. There's a bathroom there. You wash off. We have a nice meal. We go to Fisher's.
She went and got new clothes for you, man.
Believe me, I noticed that. And I said, what did I say, Kim, when we first, I said, you look very nice tonight.
Aw.
That was before I was covered in duck dew.
Duck dew.
That's a good point. You should have seen it, though, when the ducks were quacking and she was running around. It was funny. We were talking about duck dew. I don't know. I thought the whole thing was she would get a kick out of it. I didn't know that.
Are you kidding me? A kick out of it?
Well, no, just before the slipping in the poop part, but, But my point
I still can't believe you think this is funny. If I were you, I'd be crying. I'd feel really, really bad about what I did.
I did feel bad. I went home and I watched a couple episodes of Duck Dynasty.
Oh, no.
I did. No, I did feel bad. But what I'm saying is I didn't think it was enough to warrant not another date. That's why I called into this radio station.
I'm just really not sure. Like, I feel like you have a screw loose or something because you don't seem to think this is a really big deal, but it is a really big deal. It was really embarrassing, and people were staring, and it was really, really embarrassing for me.
Aww.
And you just don't seem to care.
I'm sorry. I am sorry. I'm saying that from the bottom of my heart. I will say one thing. You knew, I mean, just in my defense, you knew we were going to feed ducks. Who wears heels to a duck park? I don't know. That's just all I'm saying.
She was looking good for you, man.
Rusty, I was trying to impress you.
Really, Kim? I mean, I don't know if I'd wear heels to feed the ducks,
Exactly. See?
But it was
would have been more impressive if you wore heels to
feed
the ducks and then didn't slip. That would have been, if you didn't slip on heels, that would have been, I'm joking.
I give it thumbs up, Kim. I like your style.
I mean, I just can't believe you threw bread at me. It's like you provoked the ducks. This is your fault.
I threw bread in your direction, but yeah,
in your general direction.
Yeah, it was your general area.
Hey, here's
I don't know why you guys are laughing. This isn't funny.
Oh, I'm sorry, Kim. I totally get it when you're wanting to look really cute
of
for a
course,
guy,
and then yeah.
I mean, nothing's more humiliating than we have ducks all over the station here, and it's the geese is what we have.
Yeah,
those nasty geese, and
oh yeah, they can be brutal.
If you guys are open to it, we can send you on a second date.
We got a limo, and we can send you somewhere to eat if you want to try take two. No puns.
We could try Frickers again, Kim. What do you think?
I don't know. I think I'm just over this.
Mm.
Oh, man. I messed up. I thought we had just made a joke about Duck Dynasty. We were talking about, like, I'm Cy and you're Corey.
Yeah, but, Rusty, you know what, Rusty? There's a line, and you crossed it.
I crossed it. All right, okay, Kim, next time we go out, I promise I won't do that.
There isn't going to be a next time, Rusty.
Yeah.
Right. Date over.
Well, Rusty, we tried, buddy.
You did try. I really appreciate that.
Now you know.
Now I know not to go to a duck pond. Big girls were so high maintenance.
Ooh.
Maybe you should find another place to eat lunch.
Yeah, I guess so. That's a definite yeah.
Kim, thanks for your time.
Thank you.